It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Patrick Kaler, president and CEO of Visit Buffalo Niagara. Patrick, although it's only been reopened for a little over a year now, the Buffalo AKG Art Museum has been getting a lot of attention. Most recently, the museum has been included in Time's 2024 World's Greatest Places. What does it mean for our Buffalo Niagara region to have a museum with a distinction like this?
Well, we've known since its inception, really, the significance of the collection at the Buffalo AKG. With the expansion project, more of that collection is able to be put out on display, as well as other works of art and other exhibits. This just gives us a great opportunity to continue to tell that story on a greater level. So we're very excited. This was just something that Visit Buffalo Niagara has been working on. We've been working with the writer who wrote this segment for over a year. We've brought her to Buffalo. She was part of a fam tour that we held last year for several different writers. But what also was great about this piece was that it mentioned the Richardson Hotel, the Richardson Olmsted Campus, the West Side Bazaar. So it gets people thinking about Buffalo as a full destination of things to see and do, but we really know that the Buffalo AKG is truly that crown jewel in our community right now.
Yes, and I was going to say, you know, this isn't even a nationwide list made by Time. This is a worldwide list, and there's not a whole lot of places in the U.S. even on this list. Certainly, this honor could quite possibly bring tourists, not just from all over the country, but all over the world to Buffalo, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's been the great thing about working with the staff at the Buffalo AKG, to have access to bring these travel writers in, to bring in international tour operators, the New York State, the Great Lakes representatives from overseas countries such as Germany, the UK, Australia, Japan, that we are telling this story globally, because it is very significant, and because this is something that travelers are looking for when they are looking at destinations. So when we're able to show this, the Buffalo AKG is kind of our hook, and then we've got everything else to for people to extend their stay even longer in our destination from around the world, and not just in the United States.
As I mentioned before, the museum has been open just for a little over a year now, reopened. Can you just speak to the impact that the museum has had on our city in that time and the tourism it's been brought just by being open for this time?
Oh, it's been tremendous. You know, this was something that was a long time coming. Of course, with the pandemic, it got delayed a little bit. But it's truly just a magnificent cultural center for our community. It's really the launching pad for somebody who comes to our destination for an arts and culture experience. And they're going to spend more than a day there. They'll go back again. But we're excited to see the numbers of the visitation that are being reported by the Buffalo AKG staff. And it's just something that for the long term is going to propel long-term visitation for our community.
There's always something going on at the Buffalo AKG, whether that be a new exhibit or a new class. And as you mentioned, you helped bring these travel writers to the AKG. What do you think people and these writers enjoy most about the museum when they go?
Well, I think because it's more than just the art. You know, they have the Lego experience, again, to bring families in, the Common Sky area that is free, that people can actually have a free experience within the Buffalo AKG as well. The cafe has a fantastic chef that's creating wonderful dishes there. You can also get a picnic basket so you can have an experience out on the lawn. They're activating concerts on the weekend. So it's really a truly fully immersive experience. And you can go many times. So even as a resident of Buffalo, Erie County, Western New York, you can continue to go even just to have these different experiences, as well as the ever-changing exhibits that they have as well. So it's not just a one-and-done type of experience. You can go back several times and have a completely different experience. And I think, again, that's something that's very special and will contribute to more repeat visitation to Buffalo as well.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.